6:19 means it's time for Triple Team Traffic. Let's head back to the Traffic Center and Andy Farnsworth.
Tim, right now I-15 off to a good start. Volumes are still fairly light between Draper and downtown Salt Lake City, so your KSL travel time still in about 15 minutes, maybe a little bit more. We had a crash a little bit earlier in South Salt Lake on 5th West, a little bit south of 33rd South, but looking in that area, I'm not seeing any real backups. And traffic's returned to normal on 5600 West through West Valley from an earlier traffic light malfunction. Eric Butler?
You're at a normal pace, I-15 in Utah County, both directions, no problems. A little bit busy heading off the freeway at 800 North in Orem. That's as you head eastbound, of course. And then other spot that we're seeing a little bit of slowdown is University Parkway in Orem as you approach State Street. And that's also for westbounders, or eastbounders. Heather?
Traffic is filling in southbound I-15, especially through the Centerville area as you approach Parrish Lane. That's going to be your heaviest spot. And then we also have a lot of congestion trying to get into Hill Air Force Base, both at the 650 North entrance and down at the South Gate on 700 South in Clearfield. But no real issues right now. No accidents reported through Weber, Davis County. You may not need a new transmission. AAMCO can run their free check. It might only be a sensor. They're gaining customers for life. Use someone you can trust. Go AAMCO, AAMCO. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Check now that